Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for the September 12th, 2023. Have your host, James J., behind the mic, and it is time for Let's Talk Real Estate with our friends at Coldwell Banker, Sear Realtors. Joining us on the phone, Lindsay Scheider, Director of Business Development and Real Estate Professional, and just an awesome person. Lindsay, good to have you.
Hi, James. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you for being here. We appreciate the time, Lindsay. How have you been?
I've been well, yeah. I mean, fall is here. Actually, one minute it feels like it's summer, and the next minute it feels like fall. So, you know, one of those weather wonderful things about Wisconsin weather, but been enjoying some travel soccer. My son is heavy in the Wisconsin Rapids Kickers program, so we've been traveling all over, and last weekend we were in the Madison area, so always a good time.
Right on. Very good to hear. Very cool to hear. Lindsay, we understand that that we are facing a changing market conditions as we begin our discussion today.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and just with things changing to your point, I mean, it's just even more important to have sound information for our customers, our consumers, to have the best possible advice to make those decisions that are best for them. You know, selling and buying a home is the largest financial decision that most people will make. And having that real estate advisor is so important to favorable outcomes. So I'm excited to talk today about what's going on in the market for sure.
How about for homeowners out there? Why don't we start there?
Sure. So for our homeowners, for our potential sellers, the list to sales price ratio is still high. Sellers are still getting very close to or more than asking price for their properties. And, you know, needless to say, it's still a great time to sell if people are considering that.
And
just in the last, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to segue into what you're just about to say. So go right ahead.
In the last month, I was just going to talk a little bit about what that average list to sales price ratio is. So in the greater Wisconsin Rapids area, we're at 102%, meaning that most sales on average are getting over asking price at 102%. In the town of Rome, just south of the Wisconsin Rapids market, we're at 104%. So even there is, we're still seeing those competitive offers coming in and driving those prices up over asking is what we're seeing. And just a little bit south in Adams Friendship, we are very close to 100, but not quite. We're at 94% list to sales price ratio.
What do these numbers tell you, Lindsay?
I mean, what they tell me is that we are still seeing buyers in the market that are eager to buy, that see that if they do want to make an offer, that they have to come strong. They have to bring their best offer that they can. And what that sometimes looks like is giving the seller what they're asking for, if not a little bit more, you know, to sweeten the deal.
Interesting. Thank you for that. How about for buyers?
So some buyers may be wondering, are there even any homes to buy, right? Because we're seeing things that are coming onto the market and sometimes leaving the market or getting under contract, I should say, very quickly. But the answer is yes. Right now, we do have some inventory to talk about, which is pretty exciting. We're seeing some things enter the market, and it's exciting to see that right now, as far as active listings, properties that are available to purchase, we have 30 in the greater Wisconsin Rapids area. We have 14 in the town of Rome, and we have 19 in the Adams Friendship area. And this was focused more on single family homes. So there, you know, that might number might be a little bit more if someone was looking for like a land purchase or something.
And what are these numbers telling you?
Well, in the past, I mean, we have had such a low inventory that we didn't have many numbers to speak about. So it's nice to see that we have some active listings that are on the market and available for people to, you know, tour and consider if it's one for them and to potentially purchase. So to have some inventory to even speak about, I think is an exciting thing. And we're seeing some of that stabilization in our market, which is great.
Yeah, I got to be honest. Just seeing the numbers is great and all, but even if they were single digit numbers, I'd have been excited. You know, it's such a strong
exactly.
point. I think as long as we've been doing this segment with you all at Coldwell Banker, this has been one of the more common themes, needing inventory. So to have some inventory to talk about, that's some great news. That's really great.
That is great news, yeah. And even just the numbers that we're talking about today, I changed things up on us a little bit about how we're talking about the numbers. We have in the past really focused on year over year, which is really great and important information as well. But right now, what I chose to talk about today was really just a snapshot of what we're looking at right here, right now, and what that means for our potential home buyers and home sellers in the market.
You know, and I appreciate that because we're fortunate enough to get to talk at least once a month. And why not give that snapshot monthly of how things are progressing? Mm-hmm. I think that for longtime listeners or newer listeners, that's going to be really insightful, really helpful.
Yeah, awesome.
So where do you want to go next? We're going to talk buyers and sellers a little bit more? Matchmaking?
I just wanted to talk a little bit about, like, we just kind of ran through some numbers of inventory, properties that are currently active and available. And then I just wanted to bring to the listeners some numbers of buyers that have found their sellers and sellers that have found their buyers, really just the matchmaking of home purchasing, where there is an accepted offer in place and they're working towards making that official or working to a closing date. And these numbers also are looking really great that we have things happening in the market. We have 45 listings that are under contract in the greater Wisconsin Rapids area. We have 8 in the town of Rome, and we have 12 in Adams Friendship. And what this tells me is that things are still moving and grooving, I guess, is what I want to say. Things are happening. You know, new listings are coming on. New listings are available. And new listings are under contract. So things are still, moving, coming off of our summer market here into the fall.
When it comes to that, looking into the change of seasons are we looking at more people buying and selling homes when it comes to the fall season or less? Or does it kind of just stay similar, kind of stay packed?
You know, every year is a little bit different. I think in general in the state of Wisconsin, I wouldn't say so much in fall, but as winter comes, we do see a little bit of a natural slow in the real estate industry overall, just because only people that are real serious about buying or selling want to actually move in the winter and or trudge through snow in the winter to go see properties and be able to, you know, check them out. Mm-hmm. But with that being said, you know, there's really no time like the present. I mean, we are seeing that obviously the kids have gone back to school. The busyness of the summer has passed, and we're seeing consumers thinking about, you know, is it time for your family to upgrade to a larger home? You know, do you need more room to grow and expand your family or host guests or family gatherings? You know, and we're seeing a lot of people that are needing to establish a work from home office space, you know, and on the flip side of that also, is it time to downsize? You know, have the kids moved out and grown up and moved out, and it's now that next chapter of life where maybe the family, you know, they're retiring, maybe they're traveling more, they don't need as much space. So we are still seeing, you know, September is that time where some people come to that realization, it's a great market, it's a great time to sell. Maybe this is the time to do that and change up what we have and into what we maybe need at this time.
Can people be better suited maybe, if you keep your house on the market through multiple seasons or maybe even bringing it out during a slower season?
There's definitely less competition, right? Mm-hmm. As when we have homes that enter the market in a slower time. But I think that it's really just having those conversations with your trusted real estate professional about the type of home that you're bringing to the market, the price point that makes sense to you and your family, and what the market is telling us that the house is worth, and what that means for time on the market. Mm. All of those things, right? The season that we're entering, the house itself, the value that is there. And sometimes that just means that we might be on the market longer, and actually sometimes that behooves our buyers and sellers, depending on what they're doing on the next end.
Hmm. Insightful points. Thanks for that, Lindsay. And now I have the song Matchmaker stuck in my head too. Matchmaker, matchmaker. Let's talk about the benefits of home ownership versus renting, if you don't mind.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, right off the top, there is some straight up advantages. You know, we have several tax advantages to home ownership. The ability to grow equity, right? You're putting your dollars towards something that's worth something in the long run. And also, you know, a place to call your own, the flexibility and ability to, you know, paint walls and update things and make it your own. And even, you know, some of that sweat equity to further invest into the property as well.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's also an exciting milestone, you know, that can offer a really sense of pride and accomplishment to people that are buying for the first time.
Oh, that's a wonderful point. I think that maybe a point that we don't think about in the moment or realize when it's happening. But you said that, and I immediately thought of my mom and dad. They had to wait until they were in their 40s to own their own house, own their own build, you know, and the look on their faces, even to this day, 20 years later, when they're talking about adding windows or doing, you know, touching up this, the excitement and energy that comes in my father when he's talking about these things, it brings life into his skin. It's something that I think that we're so in the moment of, we don't always think about, but that's a nice thing to mention. The equity part mm-hmm. is certainly important, especially in this day and age. Nobody's going to have a problem with tax advantages. I feel like that's a good one right there. You might have even just had that and that'd have been enough. But you touched on another thing that I think that is so important, and I don't know how much it gets noted all the time. When coming from my background and living in nothing but apartments my whole life and that kind of thing, my parents get this house and they can make it their own. The idea of making something your own, even putting up your own painting on a wall, let alone painting or touching up this or adding this or whatever, that's the essence of living, you know? It's such an mm-hmm. integral part of our lives. But we don't think about that stuff very often. So I think those are good notes to bring up and a good incentive as far as owning as opposed to renting.
Yeah, I mean, well, all of the things that you said for sure. And then also just thinking about the opportunity, you know, to transition from writing that monthly rent check mm-hmm. to investing that monthly mortgage check mm-hmm. into your own home. And secondarily into what you said of investing, whether it's, you know, time or energy or, things to improve the home too, mm-hmm. and all of that has the sense of just, you know, you begin to love the space that you're able to enjoy and be in it for sure.
Let's dive into this a little bit more. You know, reasons to stop renting and buy a home.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one thing to talk about off the top is that rents continue to increase. The cost of rent has been increasing at a very fast rate throughout the country. Really, this trend is only expected to continue. And research is showing that rent in many markets has grown even faster than the median incomes. So the rent's going up, but people aren't, you know, making more money to accommodate that. And so that high cost of rent really means, you know, paying that monthly mortgage, that potential monthly mortgage, if you were to choose home ownership, is often really comparable or even sometimes cheaper than your rent, which is crazy to think, right?
Mm-hmm.
That you could have something to build equity, to love and to cherish for less than your rent payment.
Hmm.
That's something for people to consider for sure.
Definitely. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't want to interrupt you, so I was just going to let you go ahead. It's your time. You go right ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say that, you know, renting a home really means that you're paying that landlord and you end up having nothing to show for it at the end of your lease. But when you buy a home and you have a mortgage, you're making those monthly payments. And at the end of those payments, you will own a home that you can sell at the end. So if you rent a property for 30 years, you won't, you know, ever get any of those monthly rent payments back. But if you own a home for 30 years, at the end, you know, you decide to sell, or whenever you decide to sell, there is, you know, that sales price you know, as your investment, as your equity.
And more tips. I really love the phrase, buy the house, rent the rate. That's a good line. That's a good line.
It is, right? So, I mean, obviously interest rates, if anybody's watching the news, interest rates, we talk about them every 4 minutes, but the interest rates, they have moved back within a normal range, right? If I was going to, you know, that's a nice way to say it. The interest rates have risen to where they were, but they now appear to be stabilizing. And it's really important for buyers to understand that they can have the opportunity to refinance a property with a lower rate if that becomes available. So some people are like, oh, I'm gonna wait for the rate to go down before I purchase. But really, it's more advantageous for them to find the property that they love, right, buy the house, and then you rent the rate, right? Yep, okay, the rate is what the rate is because we found this house and we love it. And then when their opportunity comes available, you can refinance for that lower rate. Some lenders are even offering programs where there is a free refinance opportunity. Obviously, that is very specific to different lenders, and you'd have to talk to your preferred lender about their ability to do so. But we are hearing about such programs because of some of the rate fluctuations that are happening.
What about the idea of a down payment? That can oftentimes get people to question if they should buy or rent.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a very large, sometimes front-end cost to buying a home, and it can be substantial. But there are some loan programs where down payments can be as little as $0, like literally nothing. So the loan programs, there's government assistance programs that can get qualified home buyers into a house with absolutely no down payment. Now, that doesn't necessarily include closing costs, so keep that in mind, but programs vary by lender and borrowers, have to meet certain requirements. But if you're looking to buy a home with no down payment, you can look at VA loans. Those are for veterans, active duty military, military spouses, USDA loans, and FDA loans. So those are really great opportunities for our buyers right now.
What about gift money? Can that be used as a down payment?
Yes, gift money can be used as a down payment. You know, we think about, you know, sometimes as we get older, sometimes those people in our life don't always know, well, what would they like? What would be helpful to them? But if a family member is able to gift you something, you know, those things can add up and be used towards a down payment on your own home. This gift money is allowed for down payments, and the amount that you're eligible to receive depends on your loan program. But there's a good chance that you may have to bring some of your own money to the table to cover the cost of down payment. But if you're able to receive that gift, of course, it could be a lot less than you would need to come up on your own, which is a great opportunity.
Yeah, it really is. Another good opportunity here as well to gain equity.
Yes. For sure. The home values have risen, and they're really expected to continue rising right now in the future. We're not seeing any, you know, sense of a slowdown in that. Back to those numbers that we talked about off the top, where people are getting at or above list price in all of our markets that we discussed today. But this really makes home ownership a profitable long-term investment. In the past year alone, the home prices have, you know, significantly risen, and these increasing property values mean that the money that you spend on your home will likely provide significant returns in the long run. And every time you make a mortgage payment, a portion of that payment pays down your loan, giving you even more equity. And I guess I'd like to take a step back just to explain, if there are any listeners that really don't understand the word equity, because it's simple but also complicated all in the same time.
A really good idea.
So the word equity means that, just for example numbers, say that you purchased a home for $100,000. You took a loan out and you own $100,000 on that home. Slowly, you're making those monthly mortgage payments, and you know, 5 years in, 7 years down, we've paid that loan down, where now we only owe $80,000 on that home. The amount of equity is that $20,000 difference between the $100,000 value that you purchased it at and what you currently owe on the loan at that example of $80,000. So you would have $20,000 of equity in that house. Hopefully I broke that down simply enough.
You did a great, even I can understand it. I mean, yeah, that was great. That was really good. It's also very helpful as far as, you know, monthly payments and the predictability of it. That can be very beneficial when you are, most of us are kind of working by the dollar or working our budgets very specifically.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, and even just kind of back to the previous conversation that we talked about, those rents continuing to rise, where, you know, if your rent is rising, if it changes from time to time, and you're like, you know, you have no control over those changes that a landlord might choose to make. When you own a home and you're using a fixed rate mortgage, that can never happen. You will always pay that same amount each month, year after year. So there's less risk of those payments changing, or in fact, too, the opportunity that a landlord might, they want to sell the home, and you kind of have like a better idea of, you know, what you can afford, mm-hmm. what those monthly payments will.
Oh, Lindsay, we lost you. Lindsay. We lost Lindsay. I hope she knows that we lost her, and I hope she's not just continuing to talk, the poor thing. let's go ahead and see if we can get her back on real quick. All right, we got Lindsay back, thankfully. We got a good 5 minutes left here, and I'm curious, Lindsay, what can a buyer expect?
Yeah, well, sometimes buyers are, you know, when they're moving from a renting situation to a homeownership situation, they can be unsure about what they can actually afford. And so I just wanted to, you know, give a little bit of insight of, first, we would love for you to reach out to a Cowell banker real estate professional and allow us to connect you with a trusted lender to assist with that question. But if you are curious, really all you need is a potential home price, your expected down payment of what you'd be able to bring to the table for that purchase, and the desired loan term, and we can easily get you an estimated monthly breakdown of what those mortgage payments may look like for you.
Very cool.
To help you out with that answer.
Yeah. And there, of course, are tax deductions that can help with this.
Yeah, absolutely. Being a homeowner, it doesn't have to be just a long-term aspiration. You know, short-term savings of annual tax write-offs with mortgage insurance payments deductions, along with other deductions, depending on an individual situation. But these deductions often amount to significant savings, and they're, of course, not available to renters, but only homeowners. So it's something to really look into and consider when you're thinking about making that switch from renting to owning a home.
With all of this, Lindsay, I don't know. I think people, it's important for people to do this, but they deserve it too, don't they?
I would agree with you for sure. I mean, home ownership can be a wonderful, rewarding experience, and I agree. I think that people deserve to be a part of it. And to at least look into it to see if it is a viable option for them. And if not at this moment in time, you know, how can we assist you to be ready maybe in a year or two? Or what does that look like for your financial picture to maybe make it a reality for you in the future? Mm-hmm. You know, a good home can really change a person and even set a family on track. And, you know, when you rent, it's like trying to make your home maybe in someone else's house. And taking a chance on yourself, your family, investing in a home, it really gives a beautiful place to, you know, belong to and, you know, to invest in.
Yeah. And there's no time like the present, and there's no better place to go than Cowell Banker. Lindsay, we appreciate the time and the information so very much. It's so much fun hanging out with talking with you. If people have follow-up questions, want to know more, reach out to you and your team, how can they do that?
Absolutely. Please remember to call the Cowell Banker family of companies located in Wisconsin Rapids, Town of Rome, and Adams Friendship. We're here to assist you with a free market analysis to find out what your home is worth in this current market, or expert guidance to help you take the next steps onto your journey of home ownership, and we're here to help. The Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtor phone number is 715-424-4800. Thanks so much, James.
Thank you. Looking forward to next month already, Lindsay. You take care and we'll talk soon.
Thanks. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye. We'll have more Midday Magazine for you tomorrow right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.